Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Anime Brothers. I am your host, Quiet Jams. I am joined by Ty So Fly and not Disciple Dashney because pop, pop, congratulations. He had his baby on his due date. We're calling him Prince Malik now, apparently, because that's what Dashney called him. So
Prince Malik? Well, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I can't have two kings because we already got King Theo.
Oh, I see. I was thinking more like he's supposed to be King Dashney, and so because he's the king, Malik the prince. But all right, he can't have two kings. I'm texting him that right after this. I promise you, texting him that right after this. But congratulations to you guys. We wish you nothing but the best. Happy, healthy baby. Apparently, he liked to sleep a lot, so. Lucky y'all. Mine does not. Yeah.
For real, congrats, Dashney.
Right.
And we will see you after your paternity leave is over.
I know, right? We're gonna do some episodes. Right. We found out that the time limit isn't in place because you're not here. Who knew? We just found that out. That's so funny.
Yep.
Before we even get started, please like, subscribe, follow us on social media. Wait, there's five of them. Mm-hmm. All right, we got YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Is that
Killed it?
Got it. We're in good hands, Dashy. We're in good hands. Today's topic. Because we have been reading so many, I've been reading so many manhwas, which is Korean manga, little graphic novels. They're not graphic novels. They're based on graphic novels because that's a little bit different. Coming out of Korea. Obviously, we talk about Solo Leveling a lot.
Fire.
We love some Solo Leveling. The latest chapter. I mean, I want to love it, but I don't hate it. Why? Tell me why.
It's the cliffhanger, but you know, you know something's about to happen. You know our boys.
Obviously something's about to happen. Beru's gonna heal him or something like that. I don't know. It's like I almost wish because I saw some of the photos and I was like, I see what's happening, and then I was gonna be like, you know what? I'm not gonna read this week's chapter. I told myself I wasn't going to read this week's chapter. And then you guys started talking about it in our group text. And I was like, I mean, now I got to read it. And I was like, wait. No.
Right.
And all right.
I was most pissed because that's how they stopped it. Like, there was nothing else happened. They just ended it with him being stabbed. And I'm just like, yo, my boy got stabbed. Everyone's now like thinking hopeless. Like, don't think hopeless. Yep. You know, my boy's gonna come back. He's not even gonna die. But will he be able to heal himself with that kind of wound?
I don't know. It's a good question. Now I kind of wish he saved his one day recovery and just used Beru's healing for the first heal. I'm like, right? Oh man, this isn't good. Remember when I was wishing that he would get beat up in a fight?
Right? But I mean, they did have to make it so he wasn't so OP because he really was.
We're on a more level playing field, and he's actually a little bit behind on this playing field because these monarchs, they kick some booty. Let's start off. Hold on a second. This thing starts off with a W because he gets the W on on the plague monarch.
Yep. Yo, and he didn't just kill her. He went in. He sliced.
No. He mutilated her.
Yes. He sliced her. He was just like.
Reminds me of my
Leonardo.
Old, right. That reminds me of my old Warcraft days where you got mutilate. It's like just mutilate. When you're a rogue, oh man, mutilate, slice and dice. Those are those moves. I love them.
He just cut her. She did not see that coming.
Yeah. And then she's like, is this death?
Oh yeah.
is this the feeling of death and the loneliness of the black abyss, even though we're like creatures that come from darkness? Is this the darkness we have to go back to? I was like, whoa.
And then she ended with like, ooh, I like this. Like, You like dying? Like,
maybe that means that she's not really dead. I mean, like, not really dead, but like the monarch ability or power stays, because the Shadow Monarch died, right? Ain't he supposed to be dead?
So technically, they all were dead, right? But then they needed a host, just like the Shadow Monarch, right? Except the Shadow Monarch never took over his host, where they took over their host.
So maybe wait. Okay, maybe, yeah, you're probably right, because I was gonna say, wait, he's just a human, so maybe they took over hosts that weren't just human. Like, I think the Frost Monarch definitely got himself an ice elf.
Oh yeah, for sure, he definitely got an ice elf.
Yeah, the frost. Yeah, Frosty. Mm-hmm. Frost Monarch stuck. Well, no, not stuck. He elevated his game. Right. He was really, really doubting himself. He wasn't really sure that he was that Jinwoo was on the level that he was on. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, like, he's like, you know what, still just a human, step back, we can finish this. And he came at him. He had, what was that, giant scythe?
Yeah, that was his special weapon. He pulled that out of thin air too. I was just like, holy crap.
Well, I mean, it's like Gray, you know, from Fairy Tail, Ice Make Lance.
Oh, I see you gotta do that.
I'm surprised they never gave him just like straight up Ice Make Sword, like just attack people that way, but fine, whatever.
No, but Frost Monarch, he was coming at him, like you said. You know, for as big and as long as that, what's it called?
Scythe?
He was swinging it like it was like light and short. Like he was, you know, just fast with it. And actually, he was actually faster than Jinwoo for a second, because he was saying that he needed just to be just a little bit faster.
Yep, I need to get a little faster. Yeah. Create an opening. Every time he got behind him, he was like, nope, you're behind me. And he's like, haha, I'm finally faster than you. But that was part of his plan. He goes, let me just, I think subconsciously he was like, yo, slow down my stroke a little bit. Because I'm saying to myself, like, we've been focused on him, but isn't this a 2v1 right now? Like, where's the other dude? I'm like, Beast's gonna get him. Beast Monarch. Lo and behold, one hit. It was one hit, but it was actually five.
Well, also, you remember the pan before the actual showing of the claws through his chest, Frost Monarch froze his legs so he couldn't move.
Yeah. Frost Monarch says, I know you're going to show up behind me because that's what you keep doing. Mm-hmm. So, froze his legs. And he's like, you ain't invading this, dog.
Yeah, because like for my boy to get stabbed like that, he has really good self-awareness. His intelligent level is really high. They did they left it with his little credit things, like, you know, showing off what his power levels and stuff were. However, I didn't see his HP go to zero.
Yeah, his HP was still like 1800. No, 18,000. Mm-hmm. Mana was like 23,000. And I'm like, all right, so we're still good, I guess. I don't know. Like,
yeah, we just stabbed. It's no big deal. But it did look like it was through his heart, so I was kind of like,
You did see all the stats, right? And I'm like, he takes 50% less damage. I'm like, 50% less damage? I'm like, does that qualify? I don't think it qualifies. Impaled by five claws. Come on. Yo, I need Wednesday to be here now.
Right. Man, it's just... the way they left it, I just want more. But you know, right. It's a great job. They left me wanting more.
All right. Well, speaking of left you wanting more, I hear you finished the Great Mage's Return after 4,000 years.
Oh my goodness. Manhwa,
right? All right.
That was great.
It was great. All right.
Yeah. Can we start this off in the beginning? Because like I give that one a thumbs up. I don't know if I would be like, yo, that's better than Solo Leveling, but that's definitely like up there.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that, because it's not better than Solo Leveling. This dude started off super ruthless. By the end, he was not so ruthless anymore, but that's all right. All right, I get it. You know, he's been frozen for a little while. Not frozen, but he's been locked away in Abyss for a little while. Mm-hmm. He had a little vengeance pent up. He was a MILF chaser for a minute. I didn't tell you that part. You remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. Because he was in the Fred Blake's body, still chasing them 40-year-olds.
Boy. He goes like, yo, you got an auntie or something? Like, yo, what?
Remember when we made the teacher melt? She was like, I can't be feeling this for a student, but for some reason, I just can't help it.
Right? She's like, you feel so much older and more experienced. Right. Oh, wait. Remember when they were by the river?
All right.
And so yeah, they were by the river and like they were just talking. And then all of a sudden, like was it Elizabeth?
Her name
Elizabeth? Yeah.
I think Elizabeth. No, yeah, you're right.
The redhead, whatever. Yeah. She's like, yo, you can't be doing this to a student. He goes, why are you here right now? And the teacher goes, right? I was like, damn, she was ready.
Yep. Oh man, you know, I feel bad for I believe her name was Elizabeth. I feel bad for Elizabeth because she started showing attraction to him, but he was just like, because to him, she's a child.
Yeah, exactly. But I also don't think she showed attraction. And it's also really weird that she just started blindly following the dude who was the worst student in the class up until like that day. Like,
well, so she said she had been following him because he had an interesting aura.
Yeah. I like your aura's changed or whatever. Yeah. It's different now. I'm like, but I just wanted to find out why.
Yeah. But I was wondering, like, in my head, you know, at that time when she explained why she was falling, I'm like, what was so interesting about his aura other than the fact that he got beat up a lot? But then when we read later on, we found out why his aura was like that, because of the demons actually made his family, like the clan, they made those people.
Yeah, that's right. And he's like, that's why I could actually take over Frey's body. Exactly. Oh, which means I got powers of both sides. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay. The plot thickens.
Right?
This is cool.
Yeah, when they said that, I was like, holy crap, there's more, like, there's just more that, but it also made me you know, understand why, like you said, why he was able to actually hear this kid versus like anyone else that was trying to commit suicide or whatever. So
right. I do like that every so often in the world, like he's doing something and like, wait a minute, I know exactly who this guy is, or like I know. Like he was fighting, what is it, the demon, no, he's the elf dude who was controlled by the demon, the demigod of death or whatever.
Oh yeah, yep.
Yeah, and he's like, wait a minute, I know this demon. Make a contract with me.
Yeah,
he's like, well, I can't kill you now, so do your best.
Like, he knew that demon. He had a long-standing debt that was owed to him from that demon.
Yeah, he goes, I'm the reason you have this plateau.
Yep.
Like, what? All right, fine. State your price.
Right.
Now. All right.
Fine. I also feel like his price that he chose was smaller than, you know, what a normal person probably would have chose, but he wanted what he wanted.
He's like, so you don't want your life? You just wanted to ask some questions? He goes, what are you talking about? We're fighting right now. Don't you remember? He's like, oh, shit, I did forget.
He's like, damn, I'm having a good time.
Reminiscing over here,
right?
Yeah. So the next, like, whatever, the next, I guess, not chapter, the next season, there we go.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be uniting the circles. I can't wait to see the tournament, because it's got to be the next
challenge. It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be a tournament.
Yeah,
there's people, he's like, if any one of you lose, you're out. Like, oh man. So
To explain that for everyone who hasn't read it.
Oh, sorry.
So there are, was it five clans based off the five great mages?
Yeah, there's five clans based off the five great mages. There's circles.
Yep.
There's main circles, and then there's ones that are like subsidiaries to those main circles.
So the Truman, which is our story's protagonist, his circle is right now like one of the worst circles, because their main circle is getting beat up by their subject circles.
Yeah, this is subsidiaries.
Yeah.
So they let them do duels to take away ancient relics and artifacts.
And that determines your power, because you have those artifacts.
Yeah, and then the other people from the other circles can come and like claim a duel or whatever, right? Like people can come duel you, and they would duel these people when their strongest people were away. And so they're like, yo, we're gonna just take this clan off the map.
Right.
And so when our protagonist comes through in the body of Frey, he's like, yo, hold on a second. This is my circle. Why is my circle so shitty? Like, what's going on here? he's like, I'm not having it.
So he goes through all those circles. He beats them, obviously, with ease. No big deal there. And then he makes them all join the tournament, which we were discussing. what's it, 3 months that everyone gets to train, and then they join?
Yeah, it's something like it's 3 months, and we're going to have a tournament to have a friendly spar so we can get rid of these duels and stuff. Like, we're all done with that part.
Yeah. But the other thing was so that the main circle asserts their dominance amongst the other circles. So they know that they know that they are following the main circle because they are the best.
Exactly. Also, they want them to stop infighting amongst themselves and focus on their task of actually destroying the people that are all controlling them all. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
the demigods.
Demigods, like, and the apostles.
Yeah, and the apostles are the people that are tied to the demigods, which I also think, all right, so the demigod like selects an apostle, right? Mm-hmm. And the apostle, if the apostle dies, the demigod gets knocked the fuck out. That's crazy.
They go in like the hibernation. Like, that's, yeah. Why would you even appoint an apostle if that happens to you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You could assert your dominance some other way. Like, why would you ever do that?
So I know they alluded to something, but I think it's gonna come in season two. So the demigod who no, it's actually not a demigod, he's an apocalypse.
Those are the top five ranking demigods. Yeah. They're apocalypses, they call them apocalypses.
Yeah. So the apocalypse that wants Frey, or Lucas Truman is his original human name, but he wants Frey to be his apostle. He alluded to the fact that the some demigods are making apostles, not, you know, obviously for a reason, which is why they're putting their lives on the line like that.
Yeah.
And he didn't say what the reason was, but I feel like that's going to come up in that that demigod meeting or whatever they're calling.
Yeah. Also, there was like, Lucas was like, well, this is nothing but drawbacks for me becoming an apostle. Like, why would I want to do that? And he goes, if you become my apostle, like in that body you have now, you will not lose your ability to use mana. So they change their powers, apparently, when they become apostles, to divine power instead of having just the mana, like magic power that everybody else has. Yeah. Well, because Frey's body was engineered over thousands of years, Frey is able to keep his ability to use mana and have divine power, so he can like fuse the two together and become just like crazy badass. He's like, I think at the end of the season, he was actually like comparable to an 8-star mage, right?
He actually is an 8-star mage. He
made it. 8-star. All right, yeah, he made it.
So you know, thinking about all this, then I think back to Frey before he committed suicide. Like, why couldn't he draw up any magic? Like, there shouldn't have been any reason why he couldn't, whether it was
I think the problem. So I think something was holding him back. I don't know what it was. I'm not really sure if Frey actually wanted to do it, because remember, his brother was like, I didn't even want you to do magic, man. What are you doing?
That's true.
But the very first chapter or two, when Lucas takes over his body, he throws up a bunch of bad blood. You know, he's like, the blood was tainted. Like, this guy's blood was all tainted and stuff like that. Like, he gets the 5-stars in day one. Oh, all right. To anyone who doesn't know the star ranking system in this thing, 9, there's only ever been 1 9-star mage. It's Lucas Truman. And that's the dude who's taken over this guy, Frey's body. And now he's a 5-star mage. And then like, he makes his way from 5 to 7, 6, 7 to 8. And then I feel like he's going to be a 10. I'm not going to lie to you, because 9 is a weird number.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely going to exceed it, because he's going to now have divine power plus mana. Like,
yep. He's going, like, to this, Yeah, the first and only 9-star mage, Lucas Truman, when disappeared years ago.
Yep.
And like there was that side, like quest, not quest, but like, you know, he has to find the not the, oh my god, he's not the Sword King. He's the
oh, you're talking about the shoot,
the kung fu champion or whatever, yeah, like the martial mage. Arts king.
Yeah. Who's a mage, but he doesn't like going by a mage because
yeah. He's like, call me a mage and I'll kill you, whatever. Yeah. He's a martial artist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mage warrior. He's technically a mage warrior, yeah, but he prefers to be a martial artist. So yeah. That's right. That's
yeah. Right. And but, then the other dude was the sage or whatever, the great sage, that left the maze for him to solve.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, his best friend. Yeah, yep. He was really hurt when that guy.
Ooh, ooh. I know. He had to watch the whole thing over. He wanted to watch the whole thing over, which was a bad move.
Yeah.
We found out during that flashback with the demon that the chick is from 4,000 years ago is still alive.
Oh yeah.
And oh, so we also saw her go to the sanctuary too.
Yeah.
With the Phoenix. The
Phoenix. Was. Phoenix is cool.
Yeah, I know. She resurrected. This dude got a harem. He don't even know it. Yeah. And that chick apparently was an ex-lover.
So Lucas Truman apparently has this issue where he can't tell when a girl likes him.
So yeah.
He likes a bunch of girls, and when they like him, so if he likes them and they like him back, yeah. He understands that.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
He doesn't understand when they like him, and he doesn't realize he hasn't actually formed a liking to them. So he doesn't
like
he
can't, dude's yeah. fiance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, Elizabeth was just like, yo, you idiot. You can't see what's happening right now. She keeps coming over to you, talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I personally still think Elizabeth likes him.
No, yeah. She like when they finally left Elizabeth, mm-hmm. like after all this entire thing, like she's left training people and everything. She finally kind of like, you know, shows a little bit of emotion, like mm-hmm. this is like not my man, but like this is like, you know, my mentor at the very least.
Yeah, and she's like crying. Has it been like 2 years now since they left the school?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not actually sure what the timeline is. I don't remember. I finished reading, I should say, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So memory's already faded.
Gotcha. Well, let me tell you what I remember. So after school ended, right? They went in training in the mountains. That was a couple of months. That was about three months or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Was it 3 months? All right, we'll go with that.
school was supposed to be restarting. And that's when they went to the magic tower.
Yeah. And he decided he didn't want to go back to school. He's right? like, nah, I'm done.
Yep. And then she goes, if you're not going, I'm not going.
Yeah, he's like, well, what can I learn at the school that you couldn't already teach me? You're literally the greatest mage that ever lived. All right, yeah, makes sense.
And then after that, time got kind of fuzzy. Months have gone by.
Yeah, because he had to go out to. He's like, oh, we have to wait at the tower for this set amount of time. Mm-hmm. He's like, while we're waiting at the tower, let's go do the side quest. Yep. With the dark elves.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that he gained respect of the high dark elf leader or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that just happened to be her. All right, cool. Yeah. It's like, oh, that guy, you know, he just kind of sits there doing nothing all day long. And oh, this guy's dancing. Looking at him. Yeah, he's like, he's looking at him. He goes, that guy's not dancing. He's moving some really crazy moves right now. It's like, oh man, the dark elf over here has been like beating up on us all week long. It's like, I challenge you to a duel. And he's like, nah, man, I got this. And it's like, he's like, what? That guy's the crazy dancing guy is actually a good fighter. What?
Right. I mean, overall, this manhwa is awesome. I recommend reading it. I also can't wait for season 2. Do you know when that's coming out?
October. I think it says, hold on. I literally have this thing open on my, is this it? Open on my iPad. That ain't it. Beginning after the end. That ain't it. Oh yeah, wait. Let's see. I don't know. At the very end of the, wait a second. This is chapter 91. Chapter 91 is the last one, right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, chapter 91.
Shoo! I was about to say, oh my god, it's back. Let me go to the bottom. I think they said wait for October. Rolling. Oh, season one end. 2 to 3 month break. 2 to 3 month return later with season two. It ended in like March, I think. So.
Oh, okay.
Not March, May. So 2 to 3 months break.
So the one I was reading it through said it ended in July.
There you go. I was gonna say, or well, I said, or maybe it was July.
So September.
There was a reason I said October. I just don't remember what it was.
You said 2 to 3, right? So 2 to 3. Yeah. That would be 2 to 3 months from July is October. So yeah, that makes sense. Killing it, bro.
Nice. Can't wait for the next one.
Yes.
What other ones have you read? Oh, wait, you said God of High School.
Yeah, God of High School I've been reading. Like I said, for anyone that's watched the anime, I thought the anime was really good. People get hooked off that. Then you start reading the manhwa, the manga version of it. And I also, so that one, it's good. Up until the part where, like, in my opinion, just makes a full-on twist. Like, you never saw that coming. Like, so what happens is the main protagonist, he reaches his full, like, full potential, like, has all his power and everything, right? So he's, like, OP. And then who was supposed to be a good guy, one of the humans, ends up, you know, just changing his mind and just, like, going left, way left, radical, right? He ends up trying to kill the main protagonist, and I forgot his name right now, but he can't, obviously. So he ends up like taking a good portion of his power using one of these secret gems, one of the secret tools that you can just drain power from. So that That's happens cool. And then like he starts, the human that went left, radical, he starts changing the world to be better and making mankind better in his view of what he thinks mankind should be. So that takes a huge twist. And then the main protagonist, because his power gets stripped and he has like nowhere to go, he ends up transforming himself into a little boy and going to this family where the mom and dad died. And then it's just a little girl. So that girl becomes his big sister. And she like protects him. She kind of knows who his real identity is, but just keeps treating him like her little brother as he grows up. So yeah, it's right.
Like, what?
Just literally just recycled right there. So that kid grows up. The evil dude, he's now evil. He's like, you know, much an older man now, and he still has this view for mankind where he makes them like super powered so they can take on gods and demons and stuff, hence Gods of High School. And okay. then you thought that was left radical. It goes even further radical, right? So now that evil doer is just like, I hate mankind completely. So he just straight up just starts killing all the humans. Everyone, right? He just
like Bender, kill all humans.
He went full left. Now he's like some kind of like supreme god where he can like he's literally like, you can see in his hand, like he can hold the earth. I forgot what they called the earth in there, but he had a name, had a female name. But anyways, he was calling her by the name, and then he was like, I'm going to destroy you. So he literally was like just crushing the earth. There's probably like a population of like, I don't know, maybe 500 people left on Earth now because they've all been killed by this dude. So the main protagonist is now a high schooler. He realizing the power, he's the Monkey King again. He's the Monkey King. So he's realizing that.
Okay, yeah. I remember that part. I heard that part at least.
he's starting to remember like how the, like, you know, use the power of his staff, which is made of dragon bone. And then he has to go get a new staff because it was broken by the evil guy. He ends up getting all the staffs slash bones of dragons of past and present. So now he has a total of like 17. So now it literally, so there's been like a huge, I'm like chapter 552 right now. There's a lot going on. And now the main protagonist has finally come back to take on the evil guy.
Oh my God. That's a lot. That's a lot to digest.
There it is. And I left out a bunch. He had the Monkey King has two friends that have been like battling while in the Monkey King's absence, but you know, they're not strong enough. There's a whole lot. Oh, also, all the Greek gods from all the stories that we've read from Greek mythology, they come to light. Zeus.
Well, I mean, the Monkey King is Wukong. That's the Monkey King in that area, or Wukong, or Son Goku. That's right, Son Goku.
Yep.
Yeah, that's that guy.
So the Earth, the realms got split. So all the gods came to the Earth, which caused another reason why humans were being killed. But it's a whole mess, man. Like, you really gotta, if you really want to spend the time reading it, I would. But
It does sound messy. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's very messy. There's too many shifting things going on. It's rough.
Yeah. All right. I just started reading. All right. So I've gone off the deep end with manhwa. I'm not gonna lie to you. I still haven't tried to read My Hero Academia again. I will. I'll give it a try. But of course, you know, let's start at the beginning. All right. So after I read Solo Leveling, I read Latna Saga, Survival of the Sword King in a Fantasy World. And I started looking for things that were like on the same level as Solo Leveling, like people that level up, right? And so Latna Saga is about this dude who gets, he's just kind of a loser dude. He's sitting at his computer at home one day and he gets zapped to another world just randomly, right? And so he goes, all right, fine. Like, you know, I was in the military, like I was on my leave or with my time off. I can survive in this world, no problem. And so, like, you know, he has like a guideline menu that pops up in front of his face, just like, it's all leveling. And so this dude's like killing like hell dogs. And like, as he's killing hell dogs, like, well, he gets transported to this place and like he's like beating up hell dogs with his fists because like he doesn't have any weapons or anything like that. Like, you know, this dog's attacking me, but it's like really big dog. Like, yo, what do I do? He finds out it's a hell dog. He kills it. And then like he gets experience. He goes, huh? Experience? I'm like, what is this? A video game? Well, I could do this. So he's like, he kills hell dog. He levels up.
Yeah.
Gets a skill. Kills some more hell dogs, level up to level 3, gets another skill. Levels up to level 4, gets another skill, hits level 5. And he's like, all right, this is easy. Like, the hell dogs get stronger as he levels up because he's in like a starting area of a new world. So after level 5, he kills another hell dog. Like, finally, he's like, all right, so after level 5, I get transported to this new place to like meet up with other adventurers so we can all like take down like this other thing. You find out like after he tries to hit level 6, his stuff resets back to level 1. And so he's like, what? And so you find out that this dude actually, like, when they zapped him back to the other world, like, you see this, like, you know, weird being, like, it's literally just like a shadow. Setting up the guidelines. And then, like, you know, like, they're talking amongst themselves and they go, oh, this guideline has a flaw in it. He's like, man, just whatever, just put it in the human and throw him on the world. What's the worst that can happen? Right. And so he's on the world and he's like getting all pissed off because the hell dogs are still leveling up.
Yeah.
And so obviously, like, the hell dog is level 6 now. And he's level 1. He can't get any new skills. So he has cross slash, vertical slash, and stab. Right. And so he's like living this world and like he gets to level 5 again. He resets back, So he doesn't ever hit level six. But the hell dogs keep getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So his stats stay exactly the same, but his level keeps getting reset. And so he actually stays there for like 20 years, I think they said.
Oh, crap.
You know, he gets left there for 20 years. Eventually, on one of the chapters, one of these beings goes by the screen. They're like, what are the Rocky Mountains? I forget what they call the area, but it's like, what are the Rock Mountains? Like, why is there someone in the Rock Mountains? Like, that doesn't make any sense. We stopped that experiment 15 years ago. It's he's looking at this thing. He's like, this guy is only level 5. Like, you know what? I got to get him out of here. Like, someone obviously made a mistake. Let me just transport him, like, you know, after he hits level 6, but have him transport to the other world so he can get, like, eaten. Because at level 20, he's supposed to go to, like, the real world and actually fight things. At level 20, like, he can't ever get there. So it's like, all right, so I'm just going to put him into this other world. He's going to be too weak to survive in that world anyway. And, like, the mistake will rectify itself. So he gets transported to this other world.
But his stats, like, are so high, right?
His stats are high. Those are also, like, you know, time has gone by. So this dude is now ripped because he's been killing hellboys and stuff like that. He had, like, they gave him, like, a choice to choose his class. And, like, he wanted to choose this class. Like, no, you don't have an affinity for that class. You don't have an affinity for that class. So he had to choose swordsman. He goes, this sucks. And so he couldn't choose magic swordsman. He had to choose regular swordsman. So they gave him, like, a broadsword. It was a little crappy, rusty broadsword. But he beefed it up with all the hell boys, the hell dogs that he killed. So yeah. He has this big-ass sword on his back now. And so he goes to this new world, and he's level 5, and everyone's like, he walks through this forest and, you know, things are attacking him. He's like, all right, whatever. Because he doesn't know what his real level is. He has no idea. He can see what his stats are, but that's about it. Right. And so he's in this new world. And the first thing he runs into is, I think it's a dragon, but it's like a wavering, whatever you call it. It's like, there's a difference between me and a dragon, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all, like, right. All right. He helps his dragon out. Fine. The dragon gives him some money to go to town. The town people don't like random strangers that show up at level 20. Because they're all from they're otherworlders, right? Yeah. And so all the otherworlders always come here to cause problems. So they're like, no, we need to check his level. Check his level now, right? It's like, if it's level 20, he's dying now. We're killing him on sight. He's like level 5, and it's like, oh, all right, he's good. He must just be like a random adventurer. But, like, everyone's looking at him like, yo, why is he so big though? What the hell? He's just like this massive dude. Yeah. And so, like, it gets into this whole, like, conspiracy, and, like, he meets a dude that looks oddly like a chick. Apparently they draw him as a chick for some reason. I don't remember what it is, but, like, I don't remember what the flip-flop was between season 1 and 2, but like, they were like, nah, we're just gonna keep drawing this guy like a woman for some reason. I don't know. Find out that this guy is actually a dragon. Like, in human form. Yeah, it's a cool thing. And, like, people, like, you know, you can't show your true level. So, like, you know, reduce your strength. Like, you know, don't just act like your level. Like, you can't just go out places and, like, clear a dungeon, because, like, everyone's gonna be like, yo, level 5 cleared that dungeon. And then the people in these towns and stuff like that survive off the dungeons. But the only ones that come and clear and defeat the dungeons are otherworlders. So they literally kill the economy for that town when they kill the dungeon. Yeah, so it's like, no, don't do that. Don't go clear dungeons. So, like, you know, he'd be out in a dungeon, he'll clear it by accident or something like that, where he has to go save somebody. And then, like, he's like, oh, snap, an artifact. Like, let me get that. It's like, you must be level 32 to use this artifact. And so, he can't use it because he's only level 5. It's like,
so sad.
Yeah. And so eventually this dude has to, like, hide his level so people will stop checking him. All right. And so he's like, he gets this dragon dude, whatever, he ends up being as, like, a bodyguard. And so it's like, people won't check his level. He disguises himself as a Volterran warrior, people that don't like magic, right? It's people in this world that are called Volterra, and they don't like magic. They don't like magic stones. You can't check their levels and stuff like that. And he's like, I'm one of those guys. So they tan him up. They have him walk around without a shirt on with his sword on his back. It's like, yo, he must be, like, look at him, he has to be a Volterra, like, that's that guy. And so that's basically where we are in the world right now. He's like trying to save people. He finally hit an enemy that that's like comparable to whatever his level is. It's like, this guy's like level 132. And so he only has those three attacks, right? And he takes them and he makes one big like finishing move, which is actually really cool. He's like, he has this side slash, vertical slash, and stab. He calls it cross impact, right? So it goes shoot, shoot, shoot. It's cool though. He's a cool thing going on with that. So that was the first one I read. It's gone. It's still going. It's still going on. Actually, I read this week. There's a bunch of stuff going on with that one. That was my first one I read. The second one I read is called Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint. It's cool. It starts off really, really, really wordy, right? But I'm not even going to go like all the chapters. I'll give you the overview, right? This dude is a loser. He reads a lot of books. He's nothing special about him, but he is the only reader of this online web novel or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So like there's a bunch of people that read up to like chapter 50, and then like everyone just kind of fell off after that. But like every single one of the things is like there's one view and it's him, right?
Yep.
And so as the world is like, you know, he's on the train one day and like the author was like, you know what, I put out my final chapter and I want to thank you, the reader, who's read every one of my chapters. And so he slides them like a little like thing, and it's a manuscript of the book, right? And he's like, okay, why would I want that? And he's like, you know, you're going to need it for the epilogue. He's like, what do you mean for the epilogue? Like the part that happens after. Mm-hmm. And so this little thing, they call it a dokubi. I don't know how to actually pronounce it, but I'm going to call it a dokubi. It's a little imp creature appears on the train that this dude is on. And he's like, so free time has ended. Paid viewing starts now, right? What? Yeah, right. And so it's like, what are you talking about, paid viewing? He goes, the very first scenario starts right now. And he's like, anyone who doesn't take us seriously will die. Yeah. So the very first scenario, we want you to kill a living being in a set area. So he's on a train car, right? And so we want to pass the scenario, we want you to kill a living being. And so everyone in the train car is like, ha, 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 ha. And so these guys like, nah, he puts on TV. He got like a random TV. He can just project anywhere. He goes, all right, these people didn't want to do it. Ready? They all die. They all die. So it's like, no. You're on for entertainment right now. So every so often they get like they call them constellations, which eventually become sponsors for like the people. They give them powers and stuff like that. Like the people watching the show can give powers and contribute money. Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's like, okay, so the constellation that like has a golden headband is watching you and wants to know what you're thinking, stuff like that. It's like, okay, and so this dude has to like go on there. He has read the book, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's like, wait a second, is that a dokubi? And then he looks around the train, he's like, oh my god, that's the main antagonist in the book right there. And so he finds out like, okay, so I can see people's stats. I can do all these things. And someone intruded upon you. Anyway, so he can see people's stats, see what their skills are and stuff like that. So you can see the main antagonist.
Yeah.
He can analyze them. He finds out he has a stat, an ability called Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint, right? Where like one of the characters in the book, if he's like attacking them, he knows what the future is, right? So he can dodge every attack.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, you know, attack back. So he actually takes out the main antagonist within like the first couple chapters. And so he's like, all right, fine. The book's not going to happen now. It's great. And so like, you know, but you still got to kill half the people in the train. Because everyone has to pass the next scenario, right?
So they're not real people if people are actually watching, right? Are they just
They are real people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's like free viewing for the world of Earth has ended now, right? And so now to live on Earth, you're going to have to pay us. And so we're going to start monetizing this planet. And, you know, like, you kill people, you pass the scenarios, you get coins. Coins will help you survive. You can buy items and all this other stuff. And you get a sponsor, and a sponsor will like you or not like you, and they'll sponsor. So there's a main antagonist.
So the people watching aren't actually, like, humans. They're, like...
They are past living humans. So they call them constellations. And they're people that lived back in the day, right? And so, like, it's people like a great general. Christopher Columbus is one of them. his name is... It's a constellation that balances egg or something like that, right? And they explain what that means actually in the thing. I was like, oh wow, he did that. That was actually really cool, right? And so it's like these people contribute money and funds to like keep their people in the show and in the game. It's like, dang. So it's a pretty cool one. The main protagonist pops up every so often. He's this overpowered dude, like really overpowered, because, you know, it's like it's a book, and his power is to relive life, right? And so if anything happens, like, everything resets, but he doesn't want the reset because that means the world might reset. We're not really sure. And so the main protagonist is like, all right, so if he dies, he doesn't really care he dies, because he gets reset and has to relive everything all over again. But he's like this complete dickbag. Like, yo, he's like extremely psychotic. Like, he's crazy. Yeah. It's like he'll walk up to somebody, like, he has all these overpowered abilities, so he can basically see people's stats and tell if they're lying and stuff like that. He's what is his name? Yuzhuk or something like that. He's like, Yuzhuk is using lie detection, and he'll hold you up. He'd be like, all right, tell me what you're about. He's like, this is early in the chapter, he's like holding him over the bridge. He's like, all right, if you're supposed to be a prophet, tell me if I'm gonna throw you off this bridge. He goes, you fucking psycho, you're gonna throw me off the bridge regardless. He goes, wow, you are a prophet. Throws him into the ocean.
That is so funny.
Yeah, these dudes crazy, but he uses them. And he's starting to get more abilities, and he's getting abilities to, like, remember other characters' abilities, right? And so it's like, you saw somebody use an ability, now you can use it.
That's actually crazy.
It's called bookmark. So it's like, oh, cool. And so that's what we're on now. Yeah.
So the name, the name fits. Yeah, I like it.
I know, right? It's perfect. But you can only do three abilities, so I think he only has two stored right now.
He's not like... one for all.
He can't take all abilities. That'd be overpowered. And the only one overpowered is supposed to be this other dude. But he knows all his moves. He knows what he's gonna do next. He knows the next scenarios because he read the whole book. And then he can also look back at the book to see what's gonna happen next, which is really cool. I was like, okay, so you're playing with cheat codes, basically.
That's basically what's happening. It's like us holding, like, those cheat code magazines, things that you used to have back in the day when you're playing games.
Yeah, Game Shark.
Thank you.
Or Game Mag, whatever. Yeah. So he's literally living life like that. It's pretty cool right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he knows what's going to happen. He knows where the secret treasures are and stuff like that. And so he knows how to manipulate people. It's pretty cool. That one is good, but I'm reading a couple other ones, but the very best one I just really started getting into, it's called The Beginning After the End. Have you read it? Have you heard about it at all?
That one's not triggering any memories. Explain it.
All right. So The Beginning After the End, this dude used to be a king. He died in his previous life. He gets born into a new life, and, you know, like, he falls down, like, he's a baby, but he has all his memories, he has all his mental functions and everything, so he knows what he's doing. And so he's like, this is the very first time I've ever been hurt, like, blah, 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 blah. Or, like, you know, he falls down and his mother, like, the very first chapter, he falls down and he's like, man, this sucks. And he's like, mother heals him. He goes, wait a minute, this world might have something to it after all. And so, like, he's this, like, little baby. He's, like, you know, just thinking out loud and all this stuff. And, like, oh, man, like, these people, they don't know who I really am. But, like, I need to learn more about this world. I can become the greatest person in this world ever. And so he's, like, this little baby, like, reading books and stuff like that. And he's, like, why do you keep breaking into the study? Like, what are you doing? And so his mother's, like, you know, he's just curious. I'm not being a bad mother. He's just reading the books. And so his mother's like, well, let me teach him how to read and write and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, my mother taught me how to read and write. He's like reading books and stuff. So he becomes a great, like, he becomes a mage. Every one of these dudes becomes some kind of mage.
And it's like, so far the memoirs are all about mages or powers.
Yeah, that's cool. That's not all of them. Those are the ones I specifically looked for.
maybe the genre that we just happen to be reading.
Yeah, exactly. This is the shonen version.
That's what we like. That's what we like.
Exactly. So he finds out the world is kind of similar to his old world. His old world had ki powers, like, you know, Dragon Ball Z, they have Kai Ki, whatever.
Oh,
right. Yeah. And so in this world, they have mana. And so, like, he's like, well, in like my old world, like, you know, they used to have like people concentrate, like, in order to find like the mana fragments in their own body to collect them and form a mana core, right? And so, like, you know, they said they can't happen before a certain age because kids can't just sit down and focus like that. So this guy is like sitting around like meditating at the age of, I think, 2, yeah, right? And so he's doing all this stuff. By the age of his dad has him sparring because, like, you know, he's like a young protege. He remembers everything. He does all this other stuff. By the age of 3, this kid's in the study meditating. And when you awaken your powers, shit explodes. And so, like, you know, they put the kid to bed. The mother and the dad go outside because the dad is still sparring. Like, he's a little bit like, he was sparring with the kid. And then the kid was like, all right, whatever. Like, I'm going to go to bed now.
Yeah.
And so the dad's still outside. No, he was chopping wood or something like that. I don't remember. Okay. And the mom goes back outside to go tell him something and the house explodes. And they're like, and the dad's an enhancer type or something like that. So, like, he can like see the explosion happen in slow motion, runs to get the mom, shields her real quick, and then the explosion engulfs them both, and then they're like, all good. And they're like, she's like, okay, what happened? And he's like, the baby. And then, like, they walk into the house and like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. He's sitting there meditating, and then, like, and they come out laughing, and it's like, what happened? He's like, ha, ha, ha. And he's like, why are you laughing? He just awoke his mana powers. This not supposed to happen until like 12. He's like 3. So
he's a genius, clearly.
Yeah, he's a young genius. By the age of 5, they decided that he needs a tutor because, like, yo, I'm holding this kid back. Like, I can't teach him no more. And so on this journey, they get attacked by bandits. Kid gets thrown off a cliff trying to save his mom, who he finds out is pregnant. And he's like, oh my god. And like, this is like a cliff that you ain't supposed to survive. Like, he gets flung off this cliff. And he hits the ground. He goes, how did I live? Like, there's absolutely no reason I should have lived this. Yeah. And he's like, a voice in his head is like, yeah, I saved you. Why don't you come find me so I can, like, you know, help you heal and try to get you back to your family and stuff like that. He's like, okay. But he's still a little bit hurt. So he hobbles his little 5-year-old ass to the forest, tries to go find this voice. His voice is the scariest looking person ever. He's like, but is that Sylvia, I think is her name. And it's like, she's the definition of don't judge a book by its cover because she looked evil as hell, but it's like actually kind and gentle, which is cool. Like, all right, fine. Sylvia's got a fatal injury, but like making the portal to send him back to his family is like killing her even faster. It's like, it's an interesting story, but like every so often, like, it comes back that like this dude has lived life already. So it's like, not like he's still 5 years old, but he's like, you know, grown, he thinks, he speaks, and all this other stuff. So I've made it to chapter 36. There are currently, I don't know how many actually, I think there's 100 and something of this thing. Ooh, it's like 100.
Maybe something I can read, because I like having a lot to read. I hate when it's like short and I gotta wait week by week.
I know, right? So this is still going, but it's big, it's heavy. Chapter 24 actually hit me with a little tears because, like, that's the chapter he finally gets to talk to his family again.
Oh.
But they can't talk back to him. And so, like, it's just like they're sitting around the table and they're all depressed and crap because, like, you know, like, this is what my son used to love to eat. Mm-hmm. He's like, hi, mom. Hi, dad. And he's like, huh? Like, I know you can't talk back to me, but it's your son. And like, it's me.
Oh, wow.
I'm alive. I'm well. And like, I'm a little like sick and like injured still, but like, you know, I'm doing okay and I'll be better. And I promise I'll come find you when as soon as I'm better. And I'm like, oh my God, no.
That's your parent intuition.
Right? Oh man. I was like, yo, you assumed your kid has been dead for like 8 months. Like, that's it. Like, it's tough. I'm not assuming he's gonna telepathically talk to me.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So that chapter was a little rough for the rest of them. Like, yeah. So it's cool. I like this one. This is
what's that one called? I'll check that one out.
It's called The Beginning After the End.
Beginning After the End. Gotcha.
Yeah. The other one, like Omniscient Reader's viewpoint, I like, but it's for a different reason. I mean, like, I like the story, but I really want to see how this plays out because this dude has the whole book, and then there's other people that have read half the book. Mm-hmm. So they kind of know what's going on, but they kind of like form a clique and like try to kill each other because, you know, I don't want any more prophets. Like, we're not real prophets. So he knows what's going on, but they're outliers because they're not real. They're not book people. Like, they've never been written about. So that's why I like, dang it. I forgot the name. I just said it. Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint. Those are my manhwa recommendations. I read them weekly. Latna Saga. I like it. I'm waiting for more to happen with that one though, because I might give that one a couple weeks of a break so I can so I can build them up. But I will be reading like probably 10 more chapters of T-Bat.
Getting it in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get on that one because I like that one too, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We'll talk more about that one next week. Oh, not next week. Well, next week.
Next episode.
Yeah, next episode. See, so, all right, so in my mind, right, now that we're doing 2 weeks, I'm like, all right, so any episode that we're recording, this is it's a meat week. It's like a sandwich, right? This is meat week. Any week that we don't have an episode released, that's a bread week. So enjoy this meat week, everybody. Not that. Meat weeks and bread weeks, you know, next week's a bread week. Yep. Week before is a bread week. This is meat week.
Got you.
I mean, I don't know. It could be peanut butter week or something. Jelly week. or it's Oreo. This is filling week now. This isn't getting any better.
Analogies. I can't with you.
I don't know. Right. You know,
well, good recommendations. Kid. I always will recommend Solo Leveling for people who aren't reading it. You should. Yeah. I also recommend reading the Great Sage from 4,000 years ago because I think that was good.
I think it's Great Mage, but I feel you.
Great Mage.
Yeah, that was a fun read.
Yeah,
like
it's got more coming too. So,
if I had to rank them, it's Solo Leveling still on top. Beginning After the End is number two.
You think it's that good? Oh, I gotta read it now.
It is. It's definitely gonna like at the very least it's gonna get there because I'm looking at this. You get to see this go this dude age, right? And so you get to watch him just be overpowered. All right. The last chapter I read, this dude fought he doesn't fight people except for the bandits, right? So he hasn't really done all that. But he is fighting to get like to prove himself to like the dean of an academy, right?
Yeah,
they told this dude like they tell the dean, which is the chick actually, that like you need to come see this kid, like, and so the dean doesn't make like house calls, but this one's like, all right, fine, this prestigious house says that this kid is like the truth and he has an ability that I need to see. So he comes there and he fights. This kid uses wind power and he uses earth power, right? And so like he's like throwing earth and everything. He's like, wow, all right, I can't wait to see what you have. And he's like, what, you can also do that? And everyone's like, Dean's like, what do you mean also do that? And so they're like, well, we called you here because yesterday he used fire power and lightning power. And then it's like this, I guess he's 8 at this point, right? And it's like, you mean this 8-year-old has mastery over 3 of the 4 elements?
Yeah.
No. So okay, there's a whole thing that you gotta read about.
Okay.
But he has mastery of 3 out of the 4 elements, and one he's mastered to the deviant level. So the deviant level of fire is lightning. So
I got you. Yeah.
So once you master it to a certain point, it turns into lightning.
I mean, it makes sense if you go back to Naruto and Sasuke, but I got you.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, actually, I've mastered all four elements. He goes, wait, what? And his parents are like, yo, don't hide anything else from us. All right. We didn't think, well, when did you become this dude? And he's like, he had some training and stuff like that. So it gets really interesting because the dude is like, he's just a young savant. Like,
yeah,
he's a pro for no reason. Well, reasons. He puts the work in, and he's like, yo, I hate to tell him that, like, I couldn't even train for the time that I was away because, like, I was having this issue. Like, this is literally the result of training for like 3 months. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn. Yeah. So I'm stoked, but he's not, he doesn't even want to go to the academy now.
Oh, because
he wants to wait. Yeah. He wants to wait until he's older to go into the academy because, like, they're supposed to start when they're later and a little bit older. So now he's like, nah. What do you want to do in the meantime? He goes, I want to be an adventurer. Oh. Like, this 8-year-old want to be an adventurer. Like, all right. So that's where I'm at now.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But
so that was two. What's your third?
Third was Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint. I like that one. I like Latina Saga is fun. It's different. It's got some funny points to it. But I think I like the, I don't want to call it complexity, but I like the, it's got a little, Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint got a little bit more, depth to it, I feel like.
Gotcha.
Like this other one, like I really need him to level up one more time or something like that, because like he's only level 5. He's fighting people that are like level 132, I guess. The FBI's like looking into him and stuff, but like it's not FBI, but like the basically the FBI Shadow Council or something like that's looking into him. I really do need him to, something else needs to happen in the story. Like there's a bunch of heroes, they're evil. Cool. But yeah. So that's my my recommendation there. So read them all. The problem with juggling so many now is that after the Great Mage or whatever, mm-hmm. Like that one's over. That's good. The other rest of them are kind of still going on. So I got to keep up with them. It's a little bit much.
Understandable, you know.
Yeah.
Life, children, work, manhwa.
It's a lot of stuff. I can't watch anime no more. It's getting a little much.
You can't sit down and do that. You just gotta read now. It's all about reading.
Yep. Yeah, it's all good. So old people read. That's what we do.
All right.
Well, on that note, get to read.
Right. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to our yet another episode of Anime Brothers. Clearly. These Quiet Jams and myself are really big manhwa readers. Disciple Dash is mostly manga, but he'll dive into some manhwa with us. But you know, since he's not here, obviously the two of us take over handling business. When he listens to this episode, I can feel he'll probably call me or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're getting a phone call.
Yeah. Call. But anyways, I'm still into like this because he ain't here, so I can do it.
All right.
Yeah. Remember to like and subscribe on our social medias. We have YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Crush it.
Oh, high five.
Yep. All right. Have a good night, everyone. And we'll be talking with you later. Annie out.
Annie out.